And let's get to our final conversation of this hour. Joining us now is Tim Pagliara, Chief Investment Officer at Cap Wealth, to discuss the latest on the markets. Tim, very good morning or good evening to you, wherever you may be in the world. So I'm reading the notes and, don't hold back. You believe stocks in Europe and Asia are uninvestable at this time. What should investors do if you do see a very hard landing ahead?
Well, thank you for having me, Steve. I believe that it's going to be, just 3 yards in a cloud of dust, to use an old football analogy. And I don't think it's not a good time for conservative investors to put much of a stake in the ground. So I'm advocating that they stay with domestic companies that are somewhat recession proof and even some short term treasuries as we kind of watch the storm go by here.
Yeah, it's kind of great to have you go all Vince Lombardi and Newt Rockne on us this morning, Tim. and football season is nigh. Well, how much do you blame the Fed for the predicament we're in? Or are you sort of in the camp that, look, there's just so many global challenges around the world that it's making investing in risk assets difficult?
I think there are a lot of global challenges. So I don't think you can blame the Fed other than maybe they could have started earlier. I think it's curious that the Fed's response was so short and succinct. And, I've described it as, Chairman Powell canceling Christmas. But it came right on the heels of, a very inflationary debt cancellation of student loans. And that was followed by the Inflation Reduction Act, which had nothing to do with inflation reduction. So I just think that the Fed, they've got a mandate that they have to follow, and global markets aren't making it any easier, and U.S. government policy is not making it easy on them either.
So, Tim, if the outlook and the landscape is the frozen tundra, where will you find recession-proof stocks?
I think, for example, Williams, WMB, it's a natural gas pipeline company, very well established, strong core assets, 4.5% dividend. I think a company like that, it's just made for a conservative investor and a good place to stay while we're going through this and we get a few more solutions, both to the energy side and the inflation side.
On the macro side, because we have real rates heading higher, do you expect companies to start laying off a lot more people?
I think where you're going to see the layoffs are in the companies that don't have real business models, that were struggling, that were on the wrong side of, the COVID trade, for example, like a Peloton, there's others, and you're going to see substantial layoffs. Okta was in the news back on Thursday and Friday, and they had a horrible quarter. Well, they overpaid for an acquisition, and the talent drain, for example, we talk a lot about the worker shortage, but there's also a lack of talent in the C-suite. And that was a perfect example of that. They had two new people that came in and completely turned the company upside down, and now they're paying for it. So I would just avoid any of these companies that have not established a firm business model with profitability, and that may have to go back to the capital markets to sustain, their businesses.
Well, Tim, with the Fed taking a more hawkish tone, following, of course, Jackson Hole, how long do you see this ice age, if you will, lasting?
I think it is going to go well into the first half of next year. So I think you take Chairman Powell at his word, not to expect, any break in the action, so to speak. Inflation is really tough. The consumer price index is calculated differently than it used to be. So, a lot of the housing costs that haven't shown up yet are there. And so you've got housing, you've got energy, you've got food. And the only thing that changes the inflation trajectory is increasing supply. And that looks very difficult, too. So I see embedded inflation in the system at 4 to 6% for quite a while, way ahead of the Fed's targets.
What do you think of the measures that the European authorities are looking at here, capping profits on energy companies? I can imagine you probably don't like the idea of that and then redistributing the wealth. What about also the price cap on power generated from renewables, coal and nuclear? These are other measures that they're looking at.
Well, it's not a question of liking it. It's they don't work, and it'll compound their problems. When I first worked in a grocery store in the 70s, there were two guys that came up with this same type of policy for Richard Nixon. It was whip inflation now. It was Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. You know, they were young staffers in the White House. You know, price controls never work. They lead to more shortages. And, you know, we're just going to have to let the markets engage in price discovery, like Esther George at the Kansas City Fed said.
All right, Tim, thanks very much. Out of time. Thank you very much for joining us here live on the show. Tim Pagliara, Chief Investment Officer at Cap Wealth.